So we're talking about the Kirk of Leitzonos. So here's the question. He just said that leitzonos, which means knocking off the seriousness of inyanim of something. When someone tells you this is a serious thing, look, other people have done it, it's not that bad, whatever, right? Anytime you bring up something and someone says, those rabbis don't, they always exaggerate. They always just take things out of context, right? So he knocks off the seriousness of the issue. So he said, what's the mashal to that? The mashal is you'll never grow. Why? Because it's like somebody that they have a shield and they it's still covered with a shield, and they present their stuff. And it's like someone that has a shield. Okay, this is a mashal. It's like someone has a shield. And they put oil on the front of the shield. And since they put oil on the front of the shield, no matter how the enemy comes to try to shoot them with bows and arrows, they'll put the shield and there's oil on the front, and the arrows will just fall down. So too, if someone tries to give you Musar and to enter your heart, when you put litzanus and other types of lack of seriousness, it's like you're blocking your heart with a shield of oil, and none of the mussar and none of the messages and none of the learning and none of the teachings that you're being taught can penetrate your heart.
Why do you put it like this? It's an enemy. It's not wanted to.
Okay, that's
Also,
true.
once you have the thing, you
Also, right, so that's my
says
question. My
like,
Shiloh.
what's the
So
oil?
my Shiloh is, what does the oil have to do with it?
Or you have
Why
to
does he
you
need the
have.
oil? Why does he need the oil for the mashal? The point of the mashal is that you have a shield in front of your heart. So he says a lashon here. He says, because I think what he's trying to say is like this. Really, in our hearts, we have a built-in shield already. We're not so motivated to hear Musa. Our hearts, as much as we, why? Because our hearts are in this world, and in this world, we're
Egotistical
and Megoshim people, and we're not running to hear spirituality, right? So we have a built-in shield on our hearts against Musa, against learning, right? The new Mashgiach in Beis Medrash Gavoya said a vort last night. He said, I don't know the whole vort, but the one clip I heard, he said that most people nowadays have a much easier time hearing Musar than learning Musar. He was trying to explain why. Why is it easier to hear Musar than to learn Musar yourself? So anyway, so. But the point is that we don't love. We protect ourselves from. We have a built-in shield. But if you go to a good schmooze, you go to a good schmooze or something like that. You go to a good schmooze or something like that, right? So what happens is, if you go to a good, if you go to a good schmooze or something like that, so you hear good mussar. So what happens? If you go to it, so what happens is, at least it made a goyishim on your heart. It made somewhat of an impact. You may not see that impact today, you may not see that impact tomorrow, but you'll see it eventually. Because that was what Rabbi Kiva learned with the water hitting the stone. Eventually, it makes a difference. You may not see it now. Why? Because it was something serious and you thought about it. And you know what? That's such a good point. I'm not holding by it. I can't really take that on right now. It's a good point. And it made an impact in the way you think about the Indian. right? So let's say someone comes and says, you really, should, whatever. Listen, you really shouldn't speak. You should only say Divrei Torah at your Suda and Shabbos. Okay.
What's the other side?
Huh?
What's the other side?
Shmuz.
No, we're saying it's a good idea.
Right? So you really should only say Divrei Torah and Suda and Shabbos. So you think to yourself, like, I hear that. I mean, it's not realistic for me and whatever. But you start hearing it and whatever, right? But then right after the Suda, right after the Shmuz, someone's in. Listen, this guy's a fanatic. Relax, this is the time to, right? So now it won't even make an impact on you. Now you don't take the whole message seriously. So that's the added level of the oil on the shield. We have a built-in shield already. We have a shield, and all the muster is coming as attacking into our heart to get into the lathe. But we have a built-in shield. But if it doesn't have oil on it, at least it can make a rush in. But Mitsanos doesn't even allow it to make a ration. Fall straight off. That's the story from Shlomo Volba. When I was in the Mir Yeshiva. Shlomo Volba was in the Mir Yeshiva. So is this boy, right?
You told that. I think I've heard
You
that.
heard it.
I never understood the whole
I mean,
concept of putting oil on a shield anyway. If the shield is already going to stop the arrows from hurting you, what is the oil doing?
that's what I'm trying to say. Because the shield without the oil, then what happens is that the
The
arrow
arrow can
comes,
stick.
makes a dent in the shield, and then it falls off.
Oh, I
But if
see.
it has the oil, then it slips off before it can make a dent. That's my point. So
So,
the musr, if you don't have the oil, at least it made a dent in your heart. But once you put the oil, it just slides straight off. It didn't even make the dent. That's my point.
eventually we'll go through after you're
And
gone.
eventually we'll go through.
What was the film involved, bro?
So Shlomo Volba said that one time, I heard that one time he was giving a shmooze, and someone said, "Well, that's a great shmooze. No one could slog up that shmooze." So Volba said, "All it takes is three words. Ha ha ha. That's all." That was
And with
the.
that, he slugged double.
No, that was the point. The point. So I'm coming to a new appreciation on this mashal of the oil. Spishma. Okay. And it's not because it's not gonna make an impact on you. And it's not because you don't think it's important, and it's not because you don't understand it, it's because simply you made fun of it. Yeshaya Hanavi already screamed about this Gehruchya,
Oh,
like a
crow.
crow. Yeshaya
A cream.
Hanavi basically told the people, do you know why you're not listening to me? Not because what I'm saying is too difficult, and not because what I'm saying, you don't get what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, and it's not so hard. It's because right when I'm done, you all just make fun of it. She asked originally, "My abit tikvasam shel hachaitim, b'mashem ata al tisloitzitzu, penyecha zuku moisrecha." Very powerful lesson. Right? Now, by the way, you don't need someone else to do leitzanus for you. A lot of times, leitzanus is a thought process that we have as protection. We hear something that has potential to make an impact on us. So we right away tend to try to find reasons why the message that we're hearing is not a good message.
The defense movement.
It's a defense mechanism. It's the oil on the shield. Well, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. The guy's a fanatic. The guy is. He's not. He doesn't have the same. He's making stuff up. What's he saying? Right. He's not in touch. Right. Zal shalit maybe okay, basically he goes on to explain that someone that listens to Musar does not need Hashem to send him Yisurim. Why would Hashem send someone Yisurim? You only send someone Yisurim because they're not taking the Musar seriously. Achalitim she'ena mispalim and atachachus min nekoich letzanusam ein lem tikkun ela hashvatim she'ela lo yakoich letzim usam letzchaisam. Because that they can't push away.
But these things, like, how do we understand them? The Maisa Kama Kama Tzadike Eilam, and who should learn, we're living in Bali.
No, no, that doesn't mean that that's the only reason Yisroel can come. He's saying that's
I
what
mean,
he's saying? No, because there's such a thing as Yisroel and Shalahava. But Yisroel that are coming to give a person a message
you don't
are
need
not
to
needed
say.
If you listen to Musa. Okay?